Greatest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. The pro-aborts are upset about the Lacey and Connor Act in Congress that would criminalize killing an unborn baby during the commission of another crime. And they're all upset about that, saying that's exploiting that terrible crime. So we'll get to that Associated Press story in a bit. And we'll start out with this story out of Southern Florida about a boy, a 14-year-old boy, who could get 5 years in prison for feeding a cat to an alligator. Now, he most likely will not get 5 years in prison, but just the insanity that it's possible. So we'll talk about this story first. Our number, 1-800-836-9278. So this here, this Southern Florida teenage boy fed a neighbor's cat to an alligator. Now that right off the bat, you know, that's that's quite a story. Right there. Now, people grow attached to their cats, and that's pretty mean to the neighbor to feed a neighbor's cat to an alligator. Now, regarding as far as animal cruelty and whether or not it's cruel to the cat, well, that's something we have to think through. Is that cruel to a cat to feed the cat to an alligator? Because this kid could do 5 years in jail for feeding the cat to an alligator, because they're saying it's animal cruelty. Now, it's cruel to the neighbors. That's true. So the kid should be flogged, and he should be made to pay restitution of maybe, you know, the price of five, you know, top-notch cats out of your local pet store. But, all right, let's get back to the story here. So this teenage boy fed his neighbor's cat to an alligator, and he told investigators, he told the police he just wanted to see what the alligator would do. What he would do? The story doesn't say, but the kid probably goes to public school. Andrew Castor, 14 years old, was arrested on charges of felony cruelty to animals. Oh, and they got him on charges of feeding an alligator. I guess that's one of those where the lesser charge is automatically included in the bigger charge. They got him on charges of felony cruelty to animals and feeding an alligator. Obviously, you're not allowed to do that in Florida. Okay, and so... yeah. Oh, and also theft of the cat. They got him on theft of the cat. Now, that is a valid charge. He stole the cat, and it was a bit cruel to the neighbor. But cruelty to animals? Felony cruelty to animals? Now, how do liberals think that alligators normally eat? How do they normally eat? Do they go to McDonald's? Are they vegetarians? I mean, alligators eat by chomping on other animals. Human beings, you know, we typically kill the animal and then we eat it. Animals eat one another while they're still alive. So the state attorney's office has, they've they're deciding whether or not to charge this 14-year-old kid as an adult, according to their spokeswoman. What? That's just bizarre. I mean, this is such a typical kid thing to do. This is a kid thing to do. It's wrong. It's criminal. The kid should be flogged. He should be made to pay restitution, but charge him as an adult? And what does that mean anyway? There should be no juvenile laws and adult laws. If you commit a crime, then you are responsible for the crime you have committed. That's it. So they're what? They're juvenile laws, so the penalties are lesser to entice kids to do things like maybe sell drugs because they can't get in trouble as much because they're not 18 yet? What, and the liberals think kids aren't smart enough to think through that? So that's cruel to have a system of juvenile justice. It's cruel. God laid out an entire criminal justice system in the Bible, and he didn't say, oh, yeah, and you need juvenile judges. Oh, yeah, and you need juvenile laws. Oh, yeah, and you need a system of juvenile punishments. Oh, yeah, and you need lawyers that specialize in juvenile cases. Oh, yeah, and you need a juvenile detention center, which if you build it, they will come because of all these stupid juvenile laws. You're going to have loads of juveniles you're going to have to deal with. So many, in fact, that the very term juvenile could come to be a negative connotation. That's like the term politician has a negative connotation. If you want to insult someone, even Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, at one time, he wanted to insult someone, and he said, he's a real politician. That was on Larry King Live. He said that as an insult. And he was right. It is an insult, which tells us that there's something wrong with America's form of government and politics. There's something wrong with it, and there is. Okay, so let's get back to the story here in Florida. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. If you notice, we could go through a news story, almost any news story, and pull out of it issues, topics, principles that relate to right and wrong, relate to the Ten Commandments, relate to the Bible, to the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Bible is a criminal justice textbook. Did you realize that? The Bible is a criminal justice textbook. 1-800-836-9278. And as a Christian, if we understand what the Bible teaches about law and justice, government, and we want to witness to our neighbor, talk to somebody about God, well, just open up any newspaper. And almost any story is the open door you've been longing for to talk to somebody about Christ. So I was at a Starbucks today, and you know, one of the young guys works behind the counter. We were talking about two stories out in today's paper, and before you know it, we talked about God for an hour. Young, really neat young guy. But hey, we're going to go to a quick break, and we will be right back. Listener-supported radio right here at Bob and Yart Live. Hey, our monthly video subscription, have you heard about it? For $24.95 a month, every month, we will mail to you another video. And these are videos we've produced here at Bob and Yart Live, almost all of them. Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection. God and the death penalty. New Testament support for capital punishment. Hey, that'll help you witness to people. A Bible tour of Israel. See the join us as we tour Israel. It's so much fun. And then Get Out of the Matrix. This video, this is when I got to debate a college philosophy class and their professor, who was quite a knucklehead. So these are the video. Of course, you could order these one at a time, but it's most of them are $24.95 plus shipping and handling. But this is $24.95, no shipping and handling. And every month, you get one automatically once a month, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So give us a call, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-8-NYART, and you could get, in the coming months, Bob on Drugs When a Heroin Addict Called In. A video fruitcake. Now, that is a funny video. Find out liberal issues and how to rebut them. Bob debates predestination. Ooh, that's quite a video. What else do we have here? Morality. Why God forbid sexual immorality? Live from Las Vegas. That was a fun video to make, and you'll enjoy watching it. Then Bob debates an evolutionist. Bob debates the ACLU leader in Colorado. Confronting an atheist. Amy's call. Terry's call. Megan's call. Hey, you'll enjoy it. So call 1-800-8-NYART. Now, that was most of the videos, right? We named most of them. We got a few more here. Defending the Faith, Apologetics, Bob and Dave Spiegel. The Planets, Stars, and the Bible. That is really enjoyable. Infanticide Exposed. That's a scary video. That's a scary video. So let's not talk about that right now. But you won't get that one for about 2 years. So by then, you'll be ready for it. The Trouble with Lawyers. The Trouble with Lawyers. That's fun. What else? Environmentalists Lose a 10-Year Bet. That's an excellent. That's such a good story about that 10-year bet. An environmentalist said in 10 years we'd be short of a lot of resources, so a conservative made him a bet, and the conservative won. That's a kick. We're going to go to the phones. We'll start out in Colorado, 1-800-836-9278 in Winter Park, Colorado. Leonard, speak your mind.
Good evening, Bob.
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. When I was a little kid, I had a baby pet alligator. We were living up in Kemmer, Wyoming, and on a trip to Salt Lake City, my folks were overly indulgent, and
yeah,
they permitted me to get a little baby alligator.
Oh, my.
It was just a little bitty thing. And my sister...
Yeah, it must have grown eventually.
Well, it would have.
Uh-oh.
But my sister actually wanted... My sister was younger than me, and one day she wanted to see the alligator and the kitty play together, and the cat ate my alligator, so I say... Turnabout is fair play.
That cat ate your alligator.
The cat ate my alligator, and turnabout is fair play.
Yeah.
So I say, good enough for that darn cat.
All right, Leonard, I'm with you.
I have another thought on the issue.
Yeah, actually, you shouldn't steal your neighbor's pet. So the kid needs to be punished.
That's the bad
for that
part. It was the neighbor's cat, not his own.
Yeah, if it was his own cat, fine. Like,
people feed rats to their snakes all the time, and the snake takes a lot longer to kill that poor rat than that alligator took to kill the kitty.
I tell you, animals are cruel. You know that saying, animals are kind to dumb people?
Well, not true.
No, for a few years on Bob and Yurt Live, we did a segment called Animals Eat Dumb People.
Yes, they do.
Where
that
we
happened at the Phoenix Zoo. The guy had his leg bit off.
Yeah, we do actual news stories where animals would try to eat dumb people.
Oh, God. So, like a Darwin report.
Yeah. Hey, thank you,
well,
Leonard.
I'm driving, so I'm going to let you go with a God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much, and God bless you. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Right. Now, if you feed your own cat to an alligator, then fine. All right. So in Florida, the state attorney is trying to decide whether to charge this 14-year-old as an adult, whether to try him as an adult. And according to the police, the kid's name, Andrew Castor, Andrew stole the 12-year-old cat from the neighbor's front yard, and he slipped it into his book bag. and he took it to a canal. Now, this is in southwestern Florida. This story comes out of the News Press. The News Press, which is the newspaper for Southwest Florida. So, let's see here. Cape Coral. So, he went to a canal. Oh, brother. This kid is a bit of an idiot. And he kicked the cat in the stomach and the head. Now, 1-800-836-9278. That could be viewed as a little bit merciful. You know, not smart, but a little bit merciful. He's going to throw the cat to the alligator. And so he's thinking, if the cat is, you know, the cat is a bit out of it, the cat might be, well, at any rate. And then he threw the cat into the canal to feed an alligator, and he admitted all this. And so then Andrew's father said that his son deeply regretted his actions, and he should have certainly regretted the stealing a cat from a neighbor. And the father, 38 years old, Patrick, said, yes, he feels bad about it. He's been crying ever since last night. Now that's embarrassing and troubling. Hopefully for the kid, the father's just playing to political correctness. All right, so the cat's owners said that Andrew led them to the canal. Now, this kid might be a psycho, come to think about it. So he went to the owners and said, hey, your cat is being eaten by an alligator. So the family runs to the canal. And the dead cat was still in the alligator's mouth when they got there. This is a scene out of some Twilight Zone episode. And a 16-year-old girl who lived with the cat, she said, it had him by the tail. I started crying. I couldn't breathe. Now, I can understand that. Could you? I'm asking someone in our studio audience. Could you understand that? It's your cat. Have you ever had a pet? Wouldn't you be upset if an alligator was, you had a dog? Wouldn't you be upset if the alligator was eating your dog? Yeah, a little bit. I would think so. You grow attached to your pets. So, let's see. Initially, the boy said that another kid had thrown the cat to the alligator. That was his story, his lie. But then he admitted that he did it. And so he was also charged with giving a false statement to the police. Boy, this kid, he's gone up the river for life before they're through with him. This is big. This is really big. You know, in America, you could kill your own baby after it's born and not face 5 years. This kid might do more time than a typical woman who kills her baby after it's born. Even if he does 6 months, that'd be more time, right? Let's see. So the 16-year-old girl, Carrie is her name, she got the black and white cat named Homeboy. Now that should be a crime right there. Plus, it's racist. I'd say it's rather racist to name a black and white cat Homeboy. Why don't they just name him Oreo and have the NAACP come down on him? At any rate, the 16-year-old girl got the black and white cat named Homeboy when she was 5 years old, and she told the media that she used to sleep with the cat every night. Her mother, Oria Maldonado, Maldonado? What? I thought the girl's name is Carrie Tate, and the mother's name is Maldonado. Whatever happened to Tate? Isn't anyone married anymore at all? Anyone? Any story? Can't there be any story where the kids and the parents have the same name Any story, we got to put up with this? All right, so the mother said she still couldn't believe the cat was dead. 12 years he's been with me, said Maldonado, 48 years old. He was like family. He was like my son. You know, I grew up without pets because my mother grew up without pets. So it's a family thing. You grew up without pets, and for me, I love animals. They're delicious. But and when it comes to pets, I love them too. I love other people's pets. I'm perfectly content with our neighbors having a cat. Well, not perfectly, but it's fine. Other people's pets are great. But you know what? I really have noticed how people become attached to their pets. And that's cool. I think that's healthy to love your pet. All right, let's see here. He's like my son. Now, that's a little weird. That's a little weird. But I know that people feel like that. So the cruelty to animals charge for this 14-year-old kid is a third-degree felony. So he won't be able to vote for the rest of his life if he's convicted on this. Well, see. And he won't be able to own a gun. That's really bad, especially if he ends up moving to a state like Colorado where you can have a concealed carry permit. That'd really be painful. Talk about consequences. So the cruelty to animals charge is a third-degree felony since it involves a cruel death. So I guess alligators are guilty of cruelty to animals every time they eat. Why shouldn't we try those? Right? Some liberals want to treat animals as though they were people, give them the same rights. Who's that wacko woman from out of Africa who works with the apes? What's her name? 1-800-836-9278. And she's trying to get apes treated as humans in courts of law. And so some family was visiting her. What is her name? Didn't they make that movie Out of Africa about her? Not Sarah Hardy. Some other wacko. And so this family went down with their little toddler to see the apes. And this one ape that this woman is trying to get recognized as a human being by law killed the baby. She killed the baby. And so, and then this wacko animal rights maniac loser of a woman says, you can't blame the ape. After all, it's only an ape. No, I blame you. Because you worship animals. Because you're so distorted, you lured these ignorant people into this false sense of security. Oh, animals are kind to dumb people? Animals eat dumb people. And that kid is dead now, and it's not your ape's fault? You know, the Bible says if an animal kills a human being, the animal is to be put to death. That's a good rule. If an animal kills a human being, the animal is to be put to death. Ugh. So she wants the apes to be treated as people, but when it kills a child, oh, it's just an ape, and you're just an idiot. Anyway, how did this story get to that story? If tried as an adult, which the state attorney's office is considering, the 14-year-old could get 5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had no immediate plans to remove the alligator. You know, after all, the gators were here first, weren't they? This was their home first. They were here first. You know, why don't liberals say that about Christians in government? You know, we atheists, we can't be in the government because the Christians were here first. 1-800-8-NYART. You know, that's the number not only to call into the show, but to call and order some of our materials. 1-800-836-9278. And when you listen on the internet at kgov.com, of course, you don't really need to call in if you want to order something, because you could just go to the store at kgov.com/store. Will that get you there? Let me try that right now. kgov.com/store. Yeah, it gets you right to the store. That's cool. I didn't realize it'd be that easy. kgov.com/store gets you right to the store. I'm looking at the videos here. And view detail. This like Mount Moriah. You go to the store, click on the video tab, go to the video department, and you check out these, you know, check out Mount Moriah and the death penalty video, and you'll see, you can look at the description of what's up there. It's just awesome. Now, let me tell you what's new with the store. We have, what, 25 videos or so? And we've never had on the internet a description of every video. But now we do. For example, I just clicked on Get Out of the Matrix, the video, and view details. And here, Bob takes, okay, Get Out of the Matrix, Bob versus a college philosophy class. Bob takes on a college professor and her philosophy class in a debate regarding absolutes. Who wins? The students have been taught that nothing is absolutely right or wrong. So Bob asks them if that is absolutely right. And they've been taught that they can only know that which their five senses have told them. So Bob asks them which of their five senses told them that. Is the lack of intellectualism in this college class representative of American higher education? You can decide as you view this video, one of Bob's most extraordinary presentations. Hey, that is a fun video. Get Out of the Matrix. And you know what? I'm tickled pink that our videos now have description. I'm going to the very last video on the list, The Trouble with Lawyers, View Details, and there's a description. Watch Bob debate and dismantle three law students. Are the Ten Commandments still sacred in America's courtrooms? Lawyer says yes. Jane Goodall. She's not good at all. Jane, not good at all. Her name is Jane Goodall, out of Africa. Out of Africa and straight into hell. See, they got to make the sequel. The first movie was Out of Africa. The second movie is Straight to Hell. That's when people worship animals. People worship bugs. They worship dirt. They worship the earth. They worship nature. What does that mean? They worship nature. If you don't worship the creator, you are at risk of worshiping the creation. And that's a big problem. Because if you end up worshiping bugs, you become a really stupid person. And gradually, your stupidity allows your sin to become increasingly sinful so that you become increasingly wicked. So I remember my good friend up in Boulder, Colorado. He was checking out of a grocery store. And there was a woman checking out right in front of him. And the cashier's ringing up the products. Okay. Checking out. And the two of them said, oh, look, a bug. There was a bug on the checkout stand. And the one woman said, oh, let me take it outside. And my friend, real quick, he said, no, wait. And he grabbed it. He picked it up in his fingers, threw it to the ground, and stomped on it and said, don't worship bugs. That was excellent. His name's Kent. Good job, Kent. That was funny. Don't worship bugs. because that's what people end up doing. If they don't worship the Creator, they end up worshiping the creation. And so just this story, this 14-year-old kid was taken to the juvenile detention center in Florida. Now, I want to go to this Lacey Peterson murder case and the anti-abortion legislation in Congress called the Lacey and Connors Law that we'll get to. But this kid was taken to the juvenile detention center. Oh, great. He'll probably, by the time he's out, he's delivered from that place, he'll probably be doing drugs and planning sexual assaults. Because our brilliant system in America, we take all the worst kids and all the worst adults and we put them all together. Now, that's what jail is called. That's what jail does. Now, does that sound like a brilliant plan to you? Now, think of this. You have a problem in your community with crime. People who don't abide by the rules, people who break the law, hurt other people. And so the plan is to take all the worst ones and put them all together and have them hang out where they don't have to work, they don't have to pay bills, they don't get visits from their mother-in-law, and let them hang out for anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years to 20 years. How's that? And then maybe we'll reform them and they'll get better. Oh, they'll get better putting all the worst kids? How about you got a class of 30 people and you got 3 or 4 real troublemakers? Why don't you put them all together next to each other in the back of the class, the troublemakers? Wouldn't that be brilliant? In fact, you could take all the losers in the school and put them all in one classroom, combine them all, so that they'll get better. You know, our entire criminal justice system is, it's just lunatic. It's lunatic. And the sad thing is that the Christians, the Christian teachers, the Christian leaders, they don't know how the criminal justice system should function because we don't take the Bible seriously, and so they don't have anything to offer. They don't know that incarceration is not part of God's plan for how to deal with criminals. They don't know that. They get confused about judging and forgiving. This, you know, maybe you ask a Christian leader a question about criminal justice, maybe he'll start drooling. What should the penalty for perjury be? Yeah, you got Christians who say, well, homosexuality shouldn't be against the law because that's what the Old Testament said. Oh, the Old Testament said that? Yeah, that was in the Old Testament. Oh, yeah, in the Old Testament, that's where God was evil, right? God was all messed up. And we can't quote the Old Testament because we can only quote the New Testament. But the problem with that is that Jesus only quoted the Old Testament. Jesus never quoted the New Testament. He only quoted the Old Testament. And the apostles, when they wrote the rest of the New Testament, they quoted the Old Testament. Oh, but you see, God got better in between. In the intertestament period, God went to counseling and he got better. Huh? So Christians don't understand the Bible. They say, well, we're not a theocracy anymore. Therefore, homosexuality, it's no longer valid to have it as a crime. Well, okay, we're not a theocracy. Well, then how about murder? We're not a theocracy anymore, so why don't we legalize murder too, you genius? How about stealing? How about kidnapping? How about rape? How about perjury? Oh, well, we legalized murder and abortion. We legalized adultery. We legalize perjury in that it's pretty much decriminalized and people don't get charged with perjury anymore, hardly. And we legalize stealing. It's called welfare and socialism. So, Christians are unable to answer the simplest questions about crime. and justice in society. And we are to be the experts. And the reason we're not the experts is because we don't know the Bible. And I mean we, the Sunday school teachers and the Christian leaders. We don't know the Bible. The Bible's just far too confusing because we don't really take the time to learn it because, well, it's too confusing. So it's frustrating. Because we should be the experts and we should speak with authority. We shouldn't say, well, in my opinion, because really people usually don't give a rip about your opinion. Well, in my opinion, homosexuality is a sin. Oh, really? It's just evil. It's wrong. Did the prophet say, well, in my opinion, it's not right to kill your children? In my opinion. Let me be humble here. In my humble opinion, that just makes me sick. Adultery is wrong. Abortion is murder. Right? Pornography should be criminalized. Christians need to speak with authority. And we read the Bible, the Word of God, and it should encourage us to know right from wrong on all these issues. But it typically doesn't because Christians are so confused about the Bible, they don't trust anything they read in the Bible. Virtually nothing. They don't trust it because, well, if you don't understand it, and it's a big book, and if there are many things in the Bible that contradict what you believe or what you've been taught, then you condition yourself to ignore whatever the Bible says, especially when it might disagree with some cliche that you've heard. Like if the Bible, you know, Christians say there's no time in heaven, for example. Okay, there's no time in heaven. What does that mean? I don't know what it means, but Christians say there's no time in heaven. Okay, there's no time in heaven. Well, how do you know that? Well, I heard it on a radio. You did? What does it mean? I don't know what it means, but I heard it and I believe it. There's no time in heaven. In fact, there's a hymn that says, when we all get to heaven and time shall be no more. Oh, wow. There's no time in heaven. What do you think you're going to do in heaven? Nothing. Why aren't you going to do anything? No time. So what's with that? What does that mean? We Christians, we are, you know, we've just gone right over the edge. We're just lunatics. We're lunatics. And here I am suffering through this forsaken talk show because I got to deal with all these moronic issues. I got to deal with these issues because Christians don't know the simplest things about the Bible or God. It's so frustrating. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now let's get to the abortion issue, which, by the way, to make things very simple, abortion is murder. And the law should be changed so that everyone who advocates or commits an abortion should be convicted and executed. one 800 8 NYART. That's the phone number. This is a live commercial, and only people on the internet can hear this. So this is secret time. Hey, let me let you in on something. Today was encouraging because in the mail at Denver Bible Church, we got a donation of, one of the largest donations we've ever gotten, $3,700. Isn't that great? That was really encouraging. And, you know, Denver Bible Church, we were planted in the year 2000 by a Bible church across town with 30 people. We have about 70 people right now. We've grown a bit. And we hope and pray that we will grow more. But financially, you know, we're not rolling in the dough. The church is not. Bob and Yurt Live is not. But we have a mission. We're very focused on what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people to Jesus Christ and disciple Christians and teach believers how to mature, and especially men, to become leaders and Bible teachers themselves. We're trying to duplicate ourselves. So that's the goal. And, you know, we're encouraged by some of the progress. We have Denver Bible Church. It's interesting how we reach out beyond our four walls, mostly through the show, Bob and Yurt Live, even though it's a different entity. But this show supports the church rather than the church supporting the show. But so, hey, and if you're inclined to donate, to give a gift, you know, usually we talk about our materials that you could purchase and that we hope will help you grow and edify you, and you'll enjoy them and be entertained and learn at the same time. But you could also make a gift to Bob and Yurt Live. But as we explain on the donation page, if you go to the store, kgov.com/store, and click on donate, then there are two ways to donate, a deductible and non-deductible. And if you give to Bob and Yurt Live, that is a non-deductible donation because we speak frequently about political candidates. Whereas if you give to Denver Bible Church, which you can do right online there, then that is deductible. That's deductible. So it depends how you do that. All right? And we'll be right back to the show. one 800 800 836 9278. Let's go to the phones. New Orleans, Jerry, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, sir.
That's great. Look, I just wanted to call and say I love you and I support you, and I've missed you on TV. Years ago, we had you on the Channel 20 here in New Orleans. And I used to watch you. You come on it late, like 11:30, and I'd stay up and watch you every night.
Well, Jerry, thank you. It's so good to talk to you. And I tell you, we had a lot of seminars down in New Orleans. In fact, my wife Cheryl would join me, and we had just a wonderful time and met so many dear friends in New Orleans.
You know, I had the opportunity to meet you one time, and I'm a member of White Dove Fellowship, and that was one night I wasn't able to make it, and they told me you was there, and I was really upset because I wanted to meet you.
Pastor Mike Mele.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and let you know that you do an outstanding job, and you're truly anointed. And tell you what, I think it was last week you had spoken with a girl named Charity. Remember her?
Charity, yeah.
Charity, and a young girl. And I just want to commend you and praise God for how you were so patient and understanding, where a lot of people just would have just shut her out, and, you know, and you put her in line there a couple times saying, if you're going to get silly, I'm going to let you go. But that was the love of Christ, brother.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you. I appreciate that. I'll give you an hour to cut that out.
Right. Okay. Well, look, I'm gonna support you. I want to call back and get a number because it's been a long time since I really heard you. I catch you on my way home from work.
Wow. Now, Jerry, let me tell you, and I'll make a program note at the same time for the audience. Starting June 1st, Bob and Yurt Live is changing times. We're going to 3 p.m. Eastern. No, 5 p.m. Eastern time. So in your time zone, 4 p.m. Central.
Okay.
And we are working with our different radio affiliates, and with some of them, we're able to change the time slot, and others we're losing. And we pray. Now, you're listening to WVOG, right?
Right. It's Sunshine. I think it's AM 600. Right.
Yeah, not WSHO.
No, sir. It's, no. To be honest with you, Bob, I don't know the call letters. I just know it's 600 AM. It's on 600 dial.
Yeah, well, I'll just go to KGov right here. Yeah, it's WVOG.
Okay.
And So we are hoping and praying that it'll work with them. They're 600 a.m. in New Orleans.
Right.
And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we're hoping we'll be able to stay on in New Orleans, one of our favorite cities.
I hope so, too. I'm going to send you some support in that you can and help you the best
well,
I can.
Well, Jerry, that's kind of you. You know, our big thing that people do is they sign up for our monthly Bible study album or our monthly video. And so once a month, if they subscribe, we mail them one of those items. And so you could talk to talk to somebody here and see if you're interested.
Because I lost contact when you got off the TV. And I work at night. I own a martial arts school, and I work at night. And I don't let the – never heard you during the day. And one night I was just flipping through the dial, and I said, I know that voice.
Yeah.
I started catching you on the way home every night.
Well, I'm just thrilled. It's an honor to speak with you, Jerry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless. Hey, let me put you on hold, and our call screener will send you at least a catalog sheet we have of our materials. Now let's go to Indianapolis. Jeff, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. I was calling in hopes to ask you to give me a copy of your manuscript, The Plot. I've seen the link on your website lots of times, and for some reason I can't get to the link for the PDF manuscript that you have. So,
oh, now, we don't have a PDF. We don't have it available online. So I'm not sure. Jeff, you're saying that you – did you think that you could just click online and get it for free?
I thought that that's what you would do to have other Christians to see if they're like-minded with you. And
no. No, we wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just hoping that maybe you'd be able to do something like that.
Oh. Well, let me ask you, what do you do, Jeff, for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm a computer technician.
Oh. Do you do that for free, or do you get a paycheck?
It depends. Sometimes my paycheck isn't as nice as I'd like it to be.
I know what you mean. Us too here. Yeah, we would, Bob and Yurt Live is run by my wife, Cheryl, and I, and we're just now in the process of going off maybe four cities. We've been on in seven cities, and the airtime bill's been about $5,000 a month, and we can't fund this on our own. And so we have different materials that we offer, and when people buy those materials, we sort of squeak through month by month. And we hate the idea of going off the air in Indianapolis, South Bend, Rochester, New York, and maybe Knoxville, Tennessee, and New Orleans is a possibility.
You are going off the air here?
Yeah, we're going off the air in Indianapolis within the next few weeks. We sent a 30-day notice to our dear friends there at WNTS, and we are going off the air. It's very sad. But, it's expensive. And let me tell you, do you know why, Jeff, why do you think Christian radio and TV works differently than, say, secular? Like in secular TV or radio, if you do a radio show, you get paid. Every week or once or twice a month, they pay you to be on the air. Christian radio and TV, you have to pay them to be on the air.
Right.
Why do you think it's that way?
Well, I believe that the Bible says that if we seek God's kingdom first, that all of these things will be added unto us. And because the Bible says that, and I do my Christian ministry that I do, I'm a street preacher by trade.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that at the end of this year, I'll no longer be required to work at all, because folks will share my burden. Folks will share the fact that the wickedness in Indianapolis is so great that they need that here every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I've just chosen recently a life's verse, which is Acts 17:17, where Paul disputed daily with them in the marketplace. And
yeah, that sounds fun.
The concourse.
Jeff, that sounds fun. We've done things like that for 30 years now, on and off, different times in my life and our ministry. But
I've only been saved eight.
But yeah, but Jeff, let me ask you, I asked you, why do you think Christian radio and TV doesn't work like secular radio and TV?
Because the world's steeped against us.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good
that's
answer.
That's the exact truth.
And, for example, Coca-Cola or Ford is not going to advertise on James Dobson's program. They're not going to do it. So,
of course not.
Because if you promote a Christian message, then most people will be against you. And
right.
So the typical advertising dynamic doesn't work in Christian radio and TV. And as a result, what you end up with are Christian-owned stations where the owners want to get the message out to the public, but it's extremely expensive to run radio and TV stations. So since they can't get advertising money generally, then they have to sell the airtime. And unfortunately, the radio and TV programs that do the best are the ones that ring the, you know, every last buck out of the audience. And so it's not conducive to getting the best programming on Christian radio and TV. It just doesn't work well. It's difficult. So, Jeff, if we sent you the plot, I could send you the plot, but we'd have to sell either my car or my wife's van. So which would you recommend?
Well, I wouldn't recommend either.
Okay, good. I'm glad. So you and I are on the same side then. So anyway, that's why we can't send it to you. Plus, it costs about $10 just to make one copy. It's 330 pages, front and back, unpublished manuscript, plus a color cover, plus shipping and all.
Sounds like an excellent product.
Yeah. But, hey, thank you for your call. And, Jeff, with your ministry, hey, that's tough. That's one of the toughest things to reach people on the street.
Yeah, I'm hoping that because the final decision is going to be tomorrow night. My pastor and I are going to get together and pray about whether or not this is in fact something that he is willing to support. Because I've already got tracks that are going to be on the way that won't have the church ministry on it, and he was very happy about that because of how much trouble it causes. And I said, but you also understand that that means that you won't be a part of the blessing that comes from it either.
Oh, he didn't mind that deal at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll find out tomorrow night, and if that be the case.
Now, hey, Jeff, we had a guy. Jeff, we were at church a while back, and a guy came in Sunday night and said he'd been traveling the country as a preacher, and he gave away everything he had to the poor, and he wanted to know if we could help him. And I said, well, brother, we gave everything we had to the poor, too. We were hoping you'd come in here with something for us.
I understand fully.
We were in a standoff. So, hey, Jeff, thank you for your call. Please call again.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. Now, I was only joking. I mean, telling that story right there. Actually, we hadn't sold everything. We did have money we could have given him, but I was trying to teach him something, that guy who came into our Sunday night Bible study. Hey, and by the way, if you're in Denver, come on out and visit us. Sunday night Bible studies, we have a blast. And the Bible study, then a half-hour Q&A, and not to mention Becky's homemade desserts every Sunday night for the past 5 years. Good desserts. Not that I'm trying to get to you through your stomach, but we have a good time at Denver Bible Church on Sunday nights. And then, of course, Sunday morning, the Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. It's our Sunday school has got to be hands down the most enjoyable Sunday school in the world. It is so much fun. If you come for 1 week and you don't have so much fun that you end up dancing on one of the chairs. Well, I don't think you'll dance on the chairs. It doesn't quite go with our style at Denver Bible Church. We don't dance on the chairs. But you'll have a blast. I tell you, you will. And otherwise, you can order the monthly Bible study album and experience it that way. This is Bob and Yet remind you to do right and risk the consequences.